the Washington game you can point to my career. Hell, I can go to Eli's career. Eli's first season against the Cowboys. He hadn't won a game since he started starting until that last game of the season. Meaningless for a lot of reasons, but for Eli, it was prime time, and he made the great drive at the end and got us into the end zone and beat the Cowboys. We subsequently saw him do that over and over and over and over again, most importantly in the postseason. Jeremy Shockey was a gamer. Put him in a game where it mattered, he showed up. Amani Toomer taking on the undefeated at the time Denver Broncos in 1999. What does he do? Makes humongous catches in the most important moments. The one thing that I have noticed about Daniel Jones is in these moments where it really matters, where everybody is watching, where it's all eyes on you. Show out, dude. Go have your day. He doesn't come through. He misses wide open Darius Slayton's down the sidelines. A lot of this was not, he didn't lose because of him. But there are moments when you have to elevate.
Yeah.
When the world, sports world, or your teammates, or your fan base, or your coaching staff is just waiting for you to be that star. And you don't get those opportunities all the time. But if you don't take advantage of them, trust me, they're not going to come. Because you're not going to be the guy. They're going to understand that. And my issue with Daniel Jones is I don't think he's that guy. Mm. And again, there's no statistic that's going to tell you this. There's nothing that's going to you can pull out of a record book that's going to show you this. But you know it when you see it.
Yeah.
There's a feeling that you get. Devin Hester is one of those guys. Super Bowl stage, you're known as a kickoff returner. What are you going to do on the opening kickoff? Oh, take it to the house, right? There are certain guys who you see this over and over and over again, and you know they're stars. Pat Mahomes was this way, right? He did it in college. He did it when he got into the NFL. Andrew Luck was that way at Stanford. He did it when he got to the Indianapolis Colts. Hell, Jaden Daniels was it at LSU. Even though they weren't good, he won the Heisman Trophy. So are we surprised that we're seeing him elevate in moments in the NFL? The answer is no. There is something that Daniel doesn't have. And I hate it because I love the kid. Mm. And I want him to be that guy. But it's just not there. And I'm not saying it's terminal for his career. But I'm just telling you, in big games, the Giants are going to have to rely on somebody else to come through and be that guy.
He may not be terminal for his NFL career. But I'll tell you right now, for anyone who agrees with you, it's terminal for his career with the New York Giants.
Maybe.
What are we doing?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, why?
What other option do the Giants have right now?
Right now,
he gives the Giants the best chance to win. And by the way, he played pretty good last night.
He was okay, yeah.
But okay is not good enough.
I agree with you.
That's my point. Okay is not good enough. Feel comfortably successful at 72% and 260-something yards, that's not good enough, especially on stages where everybody's evaluating you. Like, and you know it. It's one thing when it's like, it's a Fugazi evaluation, mm-hmm. but when you're on a standalone stage and how you perform is going to be the narrative about you, regardless of what anybody else does, the narrative is going to be about you because you know who gets the blame? The head coach, the coordinator, and the quarterback.
Right.
I don't care what happens in a game, who gets the blame or the praise?
Sure.
The head coach, the coordinator, or the quarterback. And Daniel Jones hasn't risen to those levels enough. And it's frustrating for us Giant fans because we know he's a good player. I'm not saying he's not a good player. Those people who wanted to get rid of him and say he sucks and blah, 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 they're wrong. Mm. He's a good player. But there's an intangible that he doesn't have.